I want to ask you to take your Bibles and join me and turn to Luke chapter 3 this morning or this afternoon. And I want to give you just a brief challenge about an example of the Lord Jesus in this matter of prayer. And to basically just remind us of the importance of prayer. We find that in Luke chapter 3, we find a highlight of John the Baptist's ministry where he baptizes Jesus. Luke chapter 3 and verse 21. The Bible says, "Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was open. And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven, which said, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased." You know, I've had a lot of highlights in my ministry. There are certain things that I've had the ability to do, and sometimes it's certain responses, memorable moments that you see that you never forget. For me, I could just give you a cursory glance at several services, I remember one particular set of services in Lenore, North Carolina. I was in a revival meeting. We saw people saved every night. And at the end of the week, we contemplated, extended the meeting. And while the Lord didn't lead in that, it's a meeting that I'll never forget. I just saw the Lord do some unique things in special ways. I remember another time I was preaching in a service in Georgia. And an interesting thing happened. It was during the invitation. The pianist was playing, and right in the middle of the invitation, the music stopped. And I just happened to turn and look over, and I saw four other individuals gathered around this pianist, and she had stopped in the middle of the invitation hymn because they were all getting right with each other. So I had no problem with them stopping the music. But I'll never forget that. It was one of those things that just stood out in my mind. But I've never had a moment like John the Baptist must have had when John the Baptist baptized Jesus. You know, I imagine a lot of preachers, I've never baptized anybody. I had to think about that really quickly. I was like, have I? No, I haven't. But I've had pastor friends of mine have baptism stories, and they weren't always good. One pastor, he filled the baptistry too full. He didn't think about the fact that when you dip people under, the water rises. And sure enough, when he baptized that individual, who was not a small individual, water just started whooshing right over the edge and just came out right into the choir loft. And, you know, there's some memorable stories about baptism, but I don't think anybody ever has had a story about baptizing somebody like John the Baptist. Because the Bible tells us in verse 21, it says, "And it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was open," and there's a dove that is like a dove descends in the following verse. And then you hear the voice of God. And that voice says, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." But it's in the midst of that event, while Jesus is being baptized, we see Jesus doing something that I don't know that any of us ever did while we were being baptized, and maybe not before and immediately after, when it says that Jesus also being baptized and praying. And I want to highlight to you how important was prayer to Jesus. I'm ashamed to say it, but I believe it was of greater importance than many of us hold it. Because I think with Jesus, prayer was not just some ritual, but if I could say it this way, it was a way of life. You go into town praying. You get baptized praying. But prayer was just a constant in the life of Jesus. If I could say it this way, that Christ's life was saturated in prayer. You find it at the baptism. You find it at the garden. You find it preceding miracles, sometimes during the course of miracles. But you cannot read about the life of Jesus without reading about prayer. And I'm afraid that a lot of people could read a lot about our lives and it'd take them a while before they might find prayer. And so there's three things that I want to tell you this afternoon that I really believe highlight the importance of prayer in the life of Jesus. And I think these same things should also be said for us. Number one was this: Jesus was a praying man. We find Him praying at His baptism, but that's not the only time that we see Him praying. Later we'll see Him praying in Gethsemane. In John 11, we'll find Him praying at Lazarus' grave. We find Him praying in sorrow. We find Him praying, giving thanks for food. But in the life of Jesus, you can look at it and you can see very clearly that He was a praying man. And you know, I think Jesus was baptized in prayer before He was ever baptized in water. Jesus, that was a mode, a way of life with Him. He was immersed in communion with God before He was ever immersed in water. That was just the lifestyle of Jesus. We find Jesus in John 6. People ask us, why do you pray for your meals? Why do you pray before a meal? Well, Jesus did that in John chapter 6 and verse 11. He prays before they eat. It's not just some Baptist ritual, but Jesus did it. And if Jesus could give thanks, why, certainly we could too, right? And so I ask you, even when it comes to praying for a meal, I see these young children in here. I remember teaching our children by example, you know, you pray before you eat. But I wouldn't dare presume, there may be some of us, maybe you can take a meal after meal and not even think twice about it. Jesus lived in a matter of prayer to where even before He ate, He prayed. Jesus not only prayed before He ate, but Jesus prayed before healing. In Mark chapter 7, verses 34 and 35, there's a miracle to be done. There's a work that needs to be done. What did Jesus do? He prayed. You ever felt like you had something in your life before you that was almost impossible? Now, with Jesus, healing's not impossible. Why? Because He is God. But nonetheless, humanly speaking, we look at it and we say, That's a pretty big thing. But Jesus set a wonderful example. Here was somebody with a need, and what does He do? He prays before He heals this individual. And if Jesus needed to pray before healing and He had the power to do it, then surely we could pray before we see miracles that are needed that only God can perform, only God can do. Well, let it be preceded by prayer. But I'm afraid that we get so busy. We don't pray before meals. We don't pray before some major need. And you know another thing that Jesus did? In Luke chapter 6, verses 12 and 13, Jesus prayed before great decisions. Turn with me there if you would for a moment. It's just a couple of chapters over in Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6 and verse 11, the Bible says, "And they were filled with madness and communed one with another with what they might do to Jesus. And it came to pass in those days that He went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, He called unto Him His disciples, and out of them He chose 12, whom also He named apostles." Would you say that naming the 12 apostles was a pretty big deal? You're going to choose 12 people that you want to be with you through thick and thin, but we're going to find that when it start getting thin at the cross, they all ran away. But if you're going to choose 12 followers, why, you know what? That's very important. And what did Jesus do before? He went into a mountain and He prayed all night. There's no doubt about it. Jesus was a praying man. He prayed before meals. He prayed before healings. He prayed before He would make His greatest earthly decision as far as His followers are concerned. Jesus prayed all night. And you know what? We can make decisions. Now listen, I understand you wake up in the morning and you're trying to figure out what to wear. That's a decision you may not bathe in a lot of prayer, and I don't, to be honest. I just know I need to be clothed and in my right mind. That's what I need to be. But I want you to think for me just a moment. These decisions that come, it's important to bathe those decisions in prayer that are of major importance. It's not that we shouldn't pray about little things. I'm not saying that. But Jesus, before He chose those 12 disciples, He spent season in prayer and He was the Son of God. Don't you think we ought to pray when those decisions come our way? I want to ask you, Jesus was a man of prayer. He was a praying man. How about you? How long does it take for somebody to watch your life before they pick up, hey, that person prays? I was talking about a man several weeks ago to some friends of mine. His name was Bill Wingard, Pastor Bill, that's what I'll call him. And Pastor Bill was a longtime pastor in New Bern, North Carolina. And I had heard mentors of mine speak very highly of him. And I'll never forget the first time I ever met him. So I arrive at this church with a van load of college kids. We drop them off to where they're staying. And then I am staying with Pastor Bill. And so Pastor Bill says, get in my car. And he said, you know what? He said, we'll go get something to eat. This man at this time is probably in his late 60s, maybe 70. And so I hop in the car and we sort of get acquainted with each other. And before he starts it, now he just did this like it was nothing to him. But after we talk, before he puts the key in the ignition, he said, let's pray. And the man bowed his head there in the car, and of course I did too. And man, he started praying, and he said, Lord, we thank you for the group getting here, and we're looking forward to a great weekend, and pray that you'll bless our evening together, and give us safety in Jesus' name, amen. And then next thing I know, he takes that ignition, pops it in there, cranks it up, and he goes right down the road, just talking like nothing ever happened. You know, it didn't take me very long to be with that man and to be with him for 2 or 3 years. And find out he just didn't do that when I was in the car. That was just a way of life for him. Now, I'll give you full disclosure. Every time I get in the car and put the key in, I don't pray like that. Maybe I should. If you drive with me, you'll think, yeah, you should. But here's the thing that impressed me. Here was a man, you could very definitely tell he was a man of prayer. And anytime I was in the room when he prayed, it was just like he was talking to God, picking up where he left off. And when he was done, then on you went. He wasn't a man of pretense. He wasn't one of these guys, all right, let's pray, and throw his hands up in front of everybody and then pray the most flowery prayer you've ever heard. But I watched him in just the common, ordinary moments of life. I've seen him drop in mid-conversation. We'd be talking about something. He said, let's pray about that right now. And he would. I've never forgotten Bill Wingard. He was a man of prayer. He reminded me a lot when we look through the Gospels. Jesus is praying. How hard does somebody have to stare into your life before they catch you praying? Jesus is being baptized. And he's praying while that's being done. Number one, Jesus was a praying man. Number two, prayer was the natural atmosphere of Christ. It was the environment that he lived in. It was like the air he breathed. You say, how is that? Well, it's even while he's on the cross. When Jesus is praying on the cross, it shows us that even in the hardest of moments, those are times in which we need to talk to God. Not only did it happen in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus is praying on the cross. Why? It was a natural atmosphere to him. You know, this summer I felt like I was in a foreign atmosphere. I was in Washington, D.C. for 2 months. It's a nice place to visit, but it's not the place where I'd choose to live. I took the train a lot because I didn't want to fool with parking, but I never really felt at home. I did feel at home when I came back to Lattimore, North Carolina. But I want to ask you, when it comes to prayer, is it something that's just like a natural thing for you to do? When a need arises, let's stop and let's pray. When we're going through the greatest valleys of life, you know, let's pray. You know, there were times when Jesus was facing religious leaders in Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. He's about to confront leaders, and you know what he does? He prays. Why? It's just the natural atmosphere of his being. Talking to the Lord. Have you ever found somebody that was just very comfortable to talk to? I've talked to people before, and they're like, oh, I feel like I've known you all my life, or I'll watch other people and two total strangers, and they get to talking, and you can't pry them apart. You know, and they're just like, oh, I just really enjoyed talking. Why? It was just a very, very natural thing. Do you know what? That is the kind of conversations that God wants us to have with Him. Lord, when I'm hurting, I'll talk to you. Lord, when I need wisdom, I'll talk to you. And I even think of Jesus when Jesus is looking at his followers and he sees that they're struggling. You remember he looked at Peter and he said, Peter, I have prayed for you. Jesus, it was just a natural atmosphere of prayer. And I want to challenge you as you go through the rest of this year, don't let prayer be like some foreign thing where all of a sudden you start speaking in Elizabethan English and you say all of the things that we always say. Dear Lord, bless all the missionaries. Lord, bless our food. And you say, well, should we not pray for those things? Why, sure we should. But talk to Jesus in a natural way and something which when the problems come, I'm going to talk to the Lord just like I would talk to anybody else. That was what Jesus, that was the atmosphere of Jesus' life. The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17, it says, pray without ceasing, and I believe Jesus did that. It's a verse we quote, it's three words, pray without ceasing, but the question is, do we do it? You know, there are certain things that some of us think we cannot get along with without. For instance, pastor was joking about coffee in Sunday school. You know, I talk to some people and they're like, boy, if I don't have my coffee, I'm a bad person the rest of the day, you know. Somebody might say, boy, I'll tell you, it's Thanksgiving and if I don't have my mom's apple pie, now I'm going to be really upset. You know, there are things that we say, I just can't go without. And I understand that. Now, the truth is all those things we actually can go without, but we hate thinking about it, but I wonder what would happen if God's people said, you know what, I cannot go without praying. I believe Jesus couldn't go on without praying, if you understand what I mean by that. He lived in an atmosphere of prayer. It's just like a fish in water. In our house, our boys had a pet fish growing up. We had a fish, his name was Goliath. And that fish was in the bowl. And I'll never forget, I was going off to a revival meeting and it was wintertime. And so we hired somebody to come by and feed Goliath while we were gone, but we forgot that the temperature probably would have an effect on him. We turned the thermostat down and we came back, old Goliath was floating on top of the water. And it was not because of starvation, it was because he froze to death. So you know what we did? We bought another fish. His name was Goliath too. And he didn't last long either. But it wasn't because of their doings. It was our, we just weren't very good with fish. But you know, you put a fish in water, that's a natural environment. You put us in water, we can stand it for a little while, but then after a while, we look like a prune, don't we? You look and you're like, oh, my hands are all drawn up and just been in the water for so long. But that's not our natural atmosphere. But for a fish, it is. A fish can't live unless that fish is in water. The question is we as the people of God, are we content to live without prayer? Not Jesus. Jesus lived in an atmosphere of prayer. But the last thing that I would tell you is this. Jesus was a praying man. Prayer was the natural atmosphere of Christ. And the last thing is this I would tell you. Prayer is not what we say, but what we are. Prayer is not what we say, but what we are. I want you to listen to this quote. A man by the name of Robert Murray McShane made it. And I think it's very true. He said, what a man is when alone with God, What a man is when alone with God is what he is. Nothing more, nothing less. He basically said, you want to know what a man is, you just see what he's like when he's alone with God. That tells you what he is. Psalm 109 and verse 4, the Bible says, for my love, they are my adversaries, but I give myself unto prayer. When faced with opposition, the psalmist said, what do I do? The only thing I can do, I can pray. And I want to ask you, when you look at prayer, what does it reveal you to be? There have been times in my life where my lack of prayer has revealed me to be independent. If you don't ask God for anything, then you apparently don't think you need Him. There have been times in my life where my lack of prayer has been indicative or indicated that I was a prideful man. I don't need anybody else's help. I can go it alone. You see, our prayer, or the lack thereof, it really reveals what we're made of or who we are. So think about it as you enter into this week. Will you choose to view prayer as important like Jesus did, or will you choose to continue the way you've been living? I would say that if prayer is not a daily habit, then it just shows us what we really are. We're independent of God. If we can live without really going to God about our needs and our wishes and even our wants, then it just shows you that prayer is not of the greatest importance. And for some, maybe we could live for days without prayer and not think anything about it. That is totally foreign to Jesus. Jesus believed in the importance of prayer. And so should we. Now I want to leave you with one thought of what Jesus said that I think ought to really emphasize the importance of prayer. In Matthew 21 and verse 13, Jesus said this. He said, my house shall be called the house of prayer. If you wonder what Jesus thought about prayer, just watch Him as He's being baptized and He prays. And hear Him say, if there's anything that ought to be said of my house, it ought to be a house of prayer. And so as you start a busy week, be sure to see that prayer is important. It was so important to Jesus, He prayed in every aspect of His life. And you and I are commanded to pray without ceasing. And may God help us to not go through this week prayerless, but maybe seek Him more than we did the last week and live in that atmosphere of prayer. Let's bow our heads together. In a moment, I'm just going to lead us in prayer and we'll be done. But I just ask you, is prayer important to you? All you have to do is look and see how often you do it to see whether or not it's important. Some of us maybe need to pray to Him at work. We need to pray to Him at home when we're in the garden. We need to pray when we're going through the menial things of life. Just in a passing glimpse, Jesus was praying while He was baptized by John the Baptist. And I'd like to ask you in this closing prayer, would you make up your mind this week to pray and to talk to God more often, more regularly, as a son does to a father, as a daughter does to a dad. And to grow in your understanding of the importance of prayer. Our Father, as we close our time together today, Lord, we thank you for what we've experienced. We've been blessed by the fellowship. Lord, we've been fed by the meal. And Lord, we close our time thinking about Jesus. And even in baptism, he was praying. Lord, it seems like every time we turn around, Jesus is praying. And yet, Lord, we do not. And so I pray that you'll help us to seek your face more. Lord, help us to come to you regularly, daily, multiple times every day. And may people not have to look too hard in our lives to catch us praying, because it's a way that we live. And so, Father, we pray that you'd carry us this week, and we pray that you'd deepen us. Thank you for the blessings of this day. May this church continue on 75 more years until Jesus returns. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor.